I'm Vanessa Tyler on the Black Information Network, your home for Black News First.
But we're close to a very good deal, and if we can make it good, otherwise we just start up with the Department of War. I would rather get a deal because we can open the strait immediately upon signing.
President Trump continues to find a deal that sticks to end this war. Diplomat Desiree Cormier-Smith says the president should be getting a diversity of advice.
Career folks at the State Department have been completely marginalized and sidelined. We can see that in some of the failed efforts to negotiate a peace in the Iran war, because this administration is not relying upon career experts, but rather relying upon political loyalists to the president.
Cormier Smith was appointed to the State Department by the Biden-Harris administration. Since she was appointed, she left when Trump was sworn in and says the result of the Trump administration's clearing out experience for loyalists is evident.
That's right. That's right. And there have been, you know, media reports saying that part of the reason the negotiations failed and this administration took the unconstitutional and I would say immoral step to launch a war is because the people in charge of the negotiations, Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, who have no diplomatic experience, didn't fully understand the negotiations and the perspectives of the Iranians. Now, that could have been avoided had they been reliant upon career officials at the State Department, diplomats who've spent their careers doing diplomacy and specifically with Iranians, right? But instead, we're relying upon inexperienced, unqualified envoys who are representing this president and not necessarily the best interests of the American people. Mm-hmm. And that also does a disservice to our career folks, because many of them, again, pursued these careers in public service and particularly a career in diplomacy because of their, you know, their love for the United States, but also because of their connection to another country, right? They may have language skills in Farsi or in Spanish that allows them to build deeper connections with people from Iran, from Cuba, from other regions of the world. Why wouldn't we want to leverage that instead of demonizing it as somehow a sign of quote unquote disloyalty to the United States?
Who does have the president's ear? Her fears of the white nationalism coming out of the Trump administration.
Oh, it's deep. It is everywhere.
How deep? In part three of my conversation with Black diplomat Desiree Cormier-Smith. For more in these stories and international, national, state, and local news impacting the Black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. I'm Vanessa Tyler on the Black Information Network, your home for Black News First.